Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we're following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we redefine what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Definitely rolling.
And we're rolling.
Request record. I press record.
Pressure. I'll press that. Hey, guys. Welcome back to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina. We are in Brooke's playhouse. A.K.A. our podcast studio that we still have lots to do to. Mm-hmm. If anybody has some ideas, please let us know. We were thinking thrones.
Yeah, we decided we need chairs. Right now we've got my camp chairs, which are pretty good. They're comfortable.
Mm-hmm. No, they're super comfortable.
I feel like I'm just, my crotch is out for everybody.
You are, but you've got your flannel.
Thank God I have my flannel, guys, because it's, you know, it's like 80 degrees here.
But it might get cold at any moment. At any moment, it might get cold.
But yeah, so we are here. We're together, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Grab me my phone, would you?
Yeah. Finally moving into my house, unpacking, moving stuff. And first things first is I'm trying to get the garage gym put together.
Mm-hmm. So the mats down.
Yeah, I did that today.
Organized.
Next, I'm getting a Trueform runner.
We talked about that.
Yeah. Did we talk about it on the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm very excited about
it. One. We sure did.
And it's going to be in the garage, which means way less space to park in there, but I really want it. I don't want to put it in my house.
Like me with my Peloton sitting right next to my bed that I never ride.
Well, I mean,
I just like wake up and look at it and I go, nah.
You're like, it talks to you. Your Peloton's like, hey, Gina,
you should get on me.
Yeah, you should get on me.
Get on me.
I'll make you really sweaty. Like, if you don't want to sweat, you don't have to.
Okay. I'll do it then. Done.
You like just go and like touch it. Like you just pet it a little bit and go, not today. Not today, Bill.
I make sure that it's dusted though, so it looks like I've been riding it. All right, so we are going to Montana.
Yeah, we're going to
for the 4th of July.
4th of July.
Very exciting. Rob and Dana are generously flying us out, which mm-hmm. is so very kind of them. And yeah, we have matching bathing suits, which is exactly what somebody my age wants.
They're full
with
pieces.
Two of the
they're,
fittest people on earth.
They're full pieces. So we have...
Did you call it a full piece?
A one piece. A full piece.
Yeah, a full piece.
Yeah.
It's a one piece. I mean, same thing, I guess. Oh, it's a full piece.
Did you just call it a full piece?
Yeah, it's not a full piece.
Hey, you weren't a full piece? Or a half piece?
Always full.
So usually around like a holiday, we'll just say 4th of July. Gina's always a lot faster than I am at like just pulling the trigger on buying some sort of like, you know, 4th of July shirt or...
Yeah, something...
Like little things to have. Okay?
Festive.
Yeah, and I came across these swimsuits and I pulled the trigger. I have a red one. Gina's is blue and Dana's is white.
Mm-hmm.
And mine says red, white, and boozed. Gina's says
star spangled hammered. Which is going to be very accurate.
And Dana says all American drinking team.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% going to need to be hammered to be in that bathing suit.
Dude,
with the
actually,
two of you. And then Brooke goes, we should do a photo shoot. I was like,
yeah,
I love her because she's my biggest cheerleader, but
not
she just
like,
doesn't get it.
No,
sometimes.
But hear me out. Like, not okay. like a, like sexy photo shoot.
Well, I mean, you know, I can't do sexy.
I want photos of like me and you double fisting hot dogs.
I was like, double fisting what?
Like holding.
Is this like a next level for our relationship?
Yeah. Double, like holding hot dogs, maybe drinking like Bud Heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
I need to. So we've got a few things we're taking. So we've got our swimsuits. I ordered red, white, and blue visors. They're in my house right now. We actually should have
brought
them
out here.
Are they
the ones that just like push onto your head or do they go all the way around?
They go all the way around. They
okay.
slide on.
Okay.
And then me and Gina also, I got us those... like helmets that have the drink holders and the straws that yeah. go in your mouth. So we got those, a red and a blue one.
You wanna get fanny packs.
Yeah, Gina's got to.
I still haven't
she's gotta
pulled
find,
the trigger on, so.
Find fanny packs. Maybe, what kind of shoes? Crocs?
Just kidding. Oh.
Maybe some Crocs.
Crocs. Red, white, and blue Crocs.
Yeah.
Okay, on it.
When I was looking, I was looking for accessories for our outfits.
So we're not doing wedges?
No.
Fucking idiots at the pool in Vegas and dude. Wedges. Jesus Christ. So stupid.
So dumb.
When we went to Vegas that time,
mm-hmm.
do you remember? It's so interesting when you go to Vegas, right? Because it starts out, you're at a pool party, everybody's in the pool, and then you start... pinpointing certain people and you're like for sure peeing in the pool.
Yeah, you don't get in the pool.
Yeah, you don't ever get in the pool.
You don't get in a pool in Vegas.
It's a cesspool.
Yeah.
Somebody ends up shitting in it or something. It's like, everybody out of the pool.
It's like murky.
We got a floater.
It's like murky water.
Yeah. But like there on occasion you'll see a girl get out of the pool. And what happened last time is a girl went to the pool and came out and had toilet paper stuck.
Oh, she
all
went to
over.
The bathroom. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But she had, but, and so not only was it, some of them would come out and that would be stuck, like the seat cover would almost mm-hmm. like dissolve onto the back of their legs,
mm-hmm.
or they have the toilet paper attached to their wedge, because that's sexy. So yeah, just don't wear wedges.
Oh man, I
mean, they make your butt look better.
No, they do.
Yeah. So I get it. Like you want to be sexy. Yeah. Nah.
No.
Mm-mm.
I'm just like picturing
so no wedges.
Us. No.
Stilettos.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, you know, we're just
too cash.
We're cash, and that's just not who we are. And yeah. you see these girls are so beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and
I'm not
like,
hating on them.
They're like at the pool somehow still dressed to the nines in swimsuits and wedges and so put together. And on one hand, I'm thinking to myself, like, you look so beautiful. And also, I don't know how you're wearing wedges at the pool right now. And then I see, like, even in the heat of Vegas, and their hair and makeup is still, like, just perfect. I'm like, what? I'm like, look at me.
What kind of alien are you?
For real.
For sure an alien.
Just, like, permanent. Like, all the makeup's just been, like, painted on permanently so it doesn't budge.
Airbrushed.
Yeah. No. Yeah, anyway. Me and Gina are more, like, go in and Berks.
Yeah. We just rather be, you know, I mean, like we always say, you know, just be more funny.
Yeah.
Be more fun and funny.
And honestly, if we showed up to the pool in Vegas in like wedges and, you know, had those, had like the jewelry girls wear like it's a chain that goes around their waistline and they're in a swimsuit and has like.
And it's also attached to like around their neck.
Yeah.
And then.
Like, very cool. That would be us catfishing anyone who looked at us. Like, you think that this is what you're going to get, but what you're actually going to get is so far from that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Gina's hungover right now.
Oh, thanks for outing me. That's why I have my sunglasses on, because I had to go to work this morning, and they literally...
I just want to say it again before you tell your story. Gina's hungover. Because the best part is I'm thinking, like, anyone listening to this that listens to us a lot, they're, like, not surprised.
Yeah, well,
but they also love it. Like, there's something about that, like, we love. I say we as in me and all the listeners. Like, we do love it.
Oh, my God. No, so hungover.
Which is so funny because yesterday.
I was hungover yesterday.
Yes, and yesterday.
Fuck,
I am because Saturday,
so awful.
Saturday, we had friend barbecue at your house.
Yep.
Dude, my hair is, like, I got some. You know when you get a tight piece, it's like,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. We had a friend's barbecue and got together, and I just got back in town, so I'll hung out.
We were up to like 2, I think.
Yeah.
You guys, my mom gave me this really scary doll. So I'm terrified of dolls. We've talked about this before.
Yes.
My mom gave me this porcelain doll when I was a kid, and I named it Priscilla for some reason.
It's a good name.
Yeah. And it terrified me. I hated it. I would hide it all the time. I would just, I tried to get rid of it so many times, but my mom kept talking about like how expensive it was and how nice it was. So I couldn't just like get rid of it.
Yeah.
So needless to say, Priscilla has been gone for quite a while. Not sure where she ended up. My mom has been cleaning out my grandpa's house and found these Little Women dolls. And my mom has always been obsessed because she had 4 daughters that we were like the Little Women. We are absolutely nothing like any of them.
Nothing.
Nothing like any of them.
Oh, my God.
So she gave all of us our dolls. And so the oldest is Meg. So she gave me Meg. And my son comes over the other day and he goes, oh, I saw Grandma. She said to give this to you. And it's in the box. Has like a tag on it. It's porcelain. Little Women doll, what Meg doll. And it is absolutely terrifying.
It's terrifying.
And so, yeah. So anyway, the whole reason I brought that up is because Saturday night I decided to pull it out. We ended up.
You broke its
thumb. I broke her thumb. So now she's for sure haunting me. The best is that Brooke spent the night. And so
I'm passing out.
No, but we tried to eat a quesadilla. So I wake up. I have all white bedding. All white. And of course, Brooke wakes up at like 6 a.m. because she's just really got to get her day going. And I'm just the robe roach.
No, dude. It's almost like if I drink, I just wake up earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
No, I don't know what it is either. It's not good. So. Anyway, so I wake up and I look at my bedding and it's got, last time it was butthole stamps. Now I've got quesadilla because there was like a hot sauce in it or something. Yeah. It's just quesadilla all over the place. I had been trying to play with the stupid doll.
It makes sense because honestly, I don't even remember when I was eating the quesadilla, if I even had my eyes open.
I know, because at one point you go,
me and you both
should we watch
like
the TV? And I go,
like
no.
We're like, yeah.
So my bed's a mess. I look and the Meg doll is like kind of wrapped in the sheets. And Ruby, my youngest daughter, comes in because she still lives with me, walks in and she goes, Mom, why is that in your bed? I was playing with it last night.
No, do you remember when you had on those Patagonia shorts and you were and you were talking about how you looked like you'd just been camping in Yosemite?
Oh yeah. Well, and no, so I was making fun of a friend of ours because he had on a Hawaiian looking like shirt.
Yeah, Hawaiian.
And then he had
shirt.
These like Patagonia shorts, and I was like, hey man, you look like you're like going to Bali on the top and Yosemite on the bottom. And then ended up, I have no idea why, but like we ended up switching
you
pants
switched
and
pants.
Shorts.
You put on his shorts,
yes.
And he put on your skinny jeans.
Yes.
And then proceeded to like look in the mirror and was so convinced that like he looked better in those pants than
he was obsessed with himself in those pants. We're making it sound as if we had like an orgy or something. It definitely was not that.
No.
No.
The doll was in the bed because we were earlier playing with it. And Megan came in.
Uh-huh.
And you were doing something and you snapped her thumb off.
Yeah, I was clapping her hands.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And then I just remember me laying in your bed and you're still like walking around like you were in Yosemite. And I'm like passing out, like laying there, but I'm holding the doll.
You were clutching the doll.
I was holding it.
Sleeping with it. No, so the reason I bring up that also is really funny. So I'm talking to my son-in-law yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They're recently buying a house, my daughter and my son-in-law. And it's not that far away from my house. And so they were like, Mom, do you want to come over and check out the house before we start doing like a remodel to it? And I said, you know, I would love to, I am so hungover today. And I'm telling them about my night. And I said, yeah. And you know, I got that doll and then I was clapping its hands and its thumb came off. And Casey, who is like really big into like antiques and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know what he tells me? He goes, Mom, that thing's worth like $5,000. And I was like, not anymore. Not anymore. And I guess he said that if you had the entire set, which my sisters and I obviously do, that, you know, split up amongst us, and it's in the box and in good condition and has the tag on, which I'd ripped off like an idiot, it would have been, I think he looked it up and he said he thought they were around like $27,000.
Oh, damn.
For the whole set. And we could have just sold those awful dolls and had some money, but no.
Man, you really
decided
that up.
Fuck it up and break it. So yeah,
you probably still get a little bit for it.
Opportunity missed.
Yep. And the thing is, those I said to you, I was like, "Oh, this, you know, it's a
collector's."
I was like, "Collectible. Like, you could probably get money for this, and if you keep it even longer, because
I forgot that you said that."
And you said to me, "You were like, yeah, but it has to, you know, be like perfect in the box
right.
and everything, or never been opened."
Right. That's what I thought. Apparently yeah. not.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Again, you really screwed
I really
screwed the pooch
that one up.
On that
screw
one.
The pooch. Another saying we're bringing back.
Hey,
man, you really screwed
the
pooch
on that one. Oh man, no. But so yesterday, I went home early, and then I, you know, got up, got my day going, and I'm cleaning around the house, and I call her, and she texts me. I wanted to be like, hey, what are you doing?
I
was just cleaning and like, and I was having some White Claws.
Yeah.
And I was by myself. And she texts me back and she's like, actually, I'm just going to read it to you. Better if I just read it. She texts me and says, was in my laundry room. What's up? I still haven't gotten out of my robe, laugh out loud, feel like dog shit. And I said, was just seeing what you're doing. And she goes, absolutely nothing. Just washing bedding from the quesadilla mess.
It was all over.
He said, I told her, I was like, we talked about when we were going to podcast. She said, I'm having a yuck yuck Sunday.
I was.
That was
on
at
my own.
Noon.
No, I sent you a picture of a White Claw.
I didn't get the picture.
Oh, you didn't?
Uh-uh.
I sent you. Oh, I thought I sent you a picture of it.
Maybe you sent it to someone else.
Oh, no.
Someone random person's like, okay.
Okay, loser. It's 9 a.m. It's on your nightstand.
No, you did send me that.
Yeah,
picture.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I did.
You did send that to
oh,
me.
Oh shit. Yeah. So, I'm checking myself into a facility.
Mm-hmm. You want me to drop you off?
I need to. Fuck. I mean, there's people like out there like really struggling. Like, okay, this is not a laughing matter. You're right, it's not. But I'm not there yet.
You're not. You function well.
I function very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
And I would say you're not like, you're not someone who, one, you're not an alcoholic. Two, you're not a functioning alcoholic because when you have been drinking,
uh-huh.
You are down for the count.
I'm definitely not functioning.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, and then you feel so shitty yeah. that you give yourself at least like a few hours. And then you're like, well, it will make me feel better. And like any normal, you know,
makes little the hair of the dog
is homeostasis.
Yeah, hey. Homeostasis. I'm
guys,
just trying
I'm
to find
trying
it.
To find homeostasis. Can I have a White Claw, please?
Oh my God. Yeah, it's when the weekends. They really get me.
Oh man.
Burping into the microphone.
There's so many different seltzers that are coming out.
Oh yeah. Did you see there's a Topo Chico one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like, okay. Do I think that White Claws, you know, we talk about White Claws so much, you think that they paid us. They don't. Then it's not like they're my favorite.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? Like there's so much room for improvement.
Like the alcoholic content.
Yeah.
Should be higher.
And the flav. But the thing is, it's like every time I branch out and try something new, I'm never psyched on it. I'm never happy with it. Like that time... Courtney,
uh-huh.
We were in Utah and she wanted the fizzies.
Yeah. Terrible.
Nasty.
Terrible.
There was another kind. I was down in LA and we got, they're called cacti.
Uh-huh.
Nasty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the Boochcraft.
Yeah, I'm a Boochcraft fan.
Although Colby was just saying that there is a shortage in Santa Cruz of Boochcraft. I told him it's because I probably bought all the stores out.
Probably.
They're really good. Try them out.
I don't know, man. I've seen them at random gas stations.
Really?
Yeah.
Buy them up.
In Scotts Valley.
Buy them up.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this. When you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Here, I'll go first. I'm going to read this email. Okay. It's a new one. Well, unless you already saw it. I don't know. Make sure I can say your name. Yeah, she's got a list of questions.
Oh.
We're going to rapid fire.
Wait, who is it?
Her name's Ashley. Ashley H. One? Hey, lovely ladies. I was so giddy when you all read my email on the podcast. Oh, we've had her back again.
Hey, that welcome back, Ashley.
That was a while back ago. Hang on. Words are hard. That was a while back ago when you had Brooke's mom on. Great woman. Mm-hmm. I love you guys and the podcast. Thanks for keeping Between the Reps going, even with all the moving, traveling. Here's some random questions because I love getting to know you guys. And in case you ever need questions to discuss, thank you. What's the first one? What's the weirdest snack or food you enjoy? Jeannie, you go first.
Weirdest? I mean, we always eat that chicken salad with the veggie chips.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of weird, I guess.
I mean, not really.
No?
I mean, I can give you one of mine that I don't think is weird, but anytime it's weird, it's weird to other people.
Okay. Tell me.
When I'm in Utah, and when I'm in California, I can't find cottage cheese that actually is good.
Blech.
And you don't like it at all. Anyways, my mom, it's like a family thing. We love my mom gets the baked, baked Ruffles,
okay.
Sour cream and cheddar. Is that the flavor?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we normally eat it with. But I will also just do veggie chips.
Okay.
But you just dip chips in cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. It's bomb.
Nope. Not for me.
It's good.
I don't like the texture.
What else do I like? Well, I really enjoy peanut butter on its own or on other things.
I mean, yeah, I can't think of like a weird snack. It's not like I eat something that's like pickles with peanut butter or something weird like that.
Yeah. Or just sauerkraut.
Gross.
That is gross.
Okay.
Question two.
Yeah.
What's the best prank you have ever pulled on someone?
Oh.
I feel like you've got some good ones.
I know, but I can't think of any right now. This is what happens when I don't.
But I love that your immediate response is as if like, oh, you got one in the chamber. You're like, oh, actually, I can't think of any of them, but I know I've done some good
ones. I can't think of any.
I used to when I was young.
Uh-huh.
I used to find it really entertaining to Halloween makeup.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, the red, the black, the white, whatever. I would. One time in particular, I basically made it look like, at least, I mean, I thought it was a really good paint job, but maybe not, made it look like I had like just fallen off my bike.
Uh-huh.
And I ran into my mom.
Oh, that's so mean.
And I was like, oh my God, mom, I fell off my bike. And she like freaked out because I also was a kid that I broke both my legs and my arm, cracked my head open. I'm very accident prone.
It's just like while you're in your casts. So it's like, too soon, Brooke. Too soon. This is too soon.
And I was like, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I thought of one. I think I might have actually talked about this on the podcast before, but my sister Krista and I used to torture each other, and I was scared of things being under my bed, and she was scared for some reason. She watched a scary movie like where they opened the closet and this body just like fell out.
Uh-huh.
And so sometimes I would, and we had this old man mask, and it was very, very scary. And it had like kind of like a bald head, but then it had like the white hair in the back, like kind of like the horseshoe haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And then this like super gnarly nose and stuff. And so we would take turns stealing the mask and putting it on, and she would hide under my bed and grab my ankles.
Oh,
and I would fall out on top of her when she would open her closet, getting ready for bed. And so, but one time, oh, I got her so good. Put the old man mask on. And she had a bunk bed, and I was very skinny. And so I was a gangle monster. So I pulled her I'm all over the place. She had a bunch of stuffed animals,
mm-hmm.
like probably 30 stuffed animals, kind of in the corner.
Is this Michaela?
No, this is Krista.
Krista, okay.
Kind of in the corner up by her pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just like up against the wall. So I pulled the bed out a little bit. And I shimmied myself between the wall and the bed.
Dude, I've done stuff like that before.
And I had the old man mask on. And then I put, you know, have you ever seen like E.T.? Like,
yes.
And it was like that. Like, so I put my head in the middle of all the stuffed animals, and like they were all piled around me. And it was one of those things where you're anticipating the person coming in. She was getting ready for bed. She lays down, her like back's to me. And, you know, and you're just like this. You're like this, like, like, trying to be quiet, like dying laughing.
Like when we scared Colby?
Yes. Yes. And so I'm trying to be super quiet and she can kind of hear something. And so she turns over in bed. Oh, and we're literally face to face. Like our faces are almost on each other. And she opens her eyes. And have you ever scared anybody so bad that their reaction scares the shit out of you? Yeah. So she goes, what? It was just this look of absolute terror that was so scary to me. And I'm stuck between the bed and I'm going, screaming back at her. And we're both just. But yes, it was a scare that scared me. So in the end, I think I lost that one.
Yeah, I mean, one time I tried to do a prank that it didn't backfire. I just didn't. I mean, it's a fucked up prank.
What is it?
Was when I was really young. When you put Kool-Aid mix in the shower head.
Oh.
Yeah. You put Kool-Aid
Never
mix
heard
in
that.
The shower head and then you screw it back on. So when you turn the water
it just
on,
turns red?
Yes.
Did it and it didn't work?
Well, I did that, but it wasn't just me too. But before anyone could even like get in, like go to use the shower,
uh-huh.
The shower was leaky.
Oh, so it had,
it really looked like a murder scene because it had just been like just spraying red Kool-Aid water.
I've never heard of that.
All over in the tub.
I'm gonna try that.
Yeah, there's that. Or you like put Saran wrap. You lift the toilet seats up and you put Saran wrap over it, and then you put them back.
I would
in.
Never do that in my own house because then I would just have to clean it up.
So I'm saying, like, when it comes to pranks. We just like to scare people.
Yeah.
A lot. I remember one time I scared my mom when I was little. She was in her bedroom. It was like later at night. I think maybe, I don't know if it was just her, but she was watching TV in her room and the lights were out.
Uh-huh.
And I crawled so quietly in the door and around the bed to her side of the bed and just jumped up right next to her, scared the shit out of her.
Oh, I love it. Yeah,
and we scare Colby a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, but, you know, now it's like we try to be, I'm the one that probably holds us back at what
you are,
what great lengths we're willing to go to get a good scare.
Yeah, I go all in.
Gina's all in. I have to pull us back a little bit if I'm like concerned about like his health, like a heart attack at such a young
age.
And quitting.
No, Ruby. Okay, this isn't really a prank. I mean, it's a prank, but it's really evil. When her dad and I first split up, he had a girlfriend that she could not stand her. And this is so crazy to me. I was like, you did that? She didn't tell me, of course, when she did it. She told me
later,
way
on.
After. Yes,
later on after she.
Yeah, because if she had clued me in as to what she had done, I would have warned this poor woman. Of what she had done. She put Nair in her shampoo.
Shut the fuck up. No.
Just.
Oh my God.
How evil is that?
And that's not even considered a prank.
That's what I just said. It's not a prank. It's Dude. Just evil. Just don't ever get on Ruby's bad side.
Just like.
I check my shampoo and conditioner all the time. Dude. Like, no, your boyfriend can't spend the night and just start smelling my shampoo and conditioner.
Oh, man, I wish.
Maybe that's why my hair's been thinning.
Is there Nair in there?
Yeah. Just bald spots.
Oh, my God.
All right. Oh, what's man. The next one?
Oh, yeah. Are you religious or spiritual?
Spiritual. Yeah.
What's something on your bucket list?
Bucket list?
I don't have a bucket list. I've always thought about making one, like wanting to do it. And the second I start like making a list of things.
Kylie has one, my daughter.
I feel like it's just, it almost stresses me out. Or I start getting like, I want to do it. I'll just do everything. And I just write down all
these
things.
What if I don't get everything on the list?
And then I really want to make sure I create a good bucket list. I'm like Googling places. Like, where would anyone want to go ever? And then writing it
Maybe
down.
My bucket list sucks. I don't want my bucket list to suck. I better find really cool places.
It's like got to be stuff that, you know, other people would also want to do. It's really cool.
I mean, I feel like I've had so many cool experiences that I never thought I would have. I've never mm-hmm. been like a huge adventurer or anything like that. But since meeting Brooke, I've been on many adventures. And so I feel like I've already done so many things that I wouldn't normally have done. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm sure there's something I could think of. I mean, but it wouldn't be like jump out of an airplane yeah, of course you have. Because I'm just not very adventurous. Mine would be like something really dumb.
No, it would be go to Europe and do a cemetery tour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's your bucket
list? Yes, we have talked about doing that, and I would actually really love to do that. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's it. So if anybody over there in Europe is listening, send us some really cool ideas of like what cemeteries to go see.
Please.
Extra haunted.
Mm-hmm. It's like we say that and then we're like,
oh, I don't want to go in there.
What's the creepiest, scariest thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, well, I already know. Mm-hmm. My ghost. Mm-hmm. That was really scary. And I think I've talked about it before, but I had this ghost at my house that I had moved into after my ex and I split up and sold our house. And I had a ghost that would sit on my chest, lay in bed with me. Everyone's like, no, that was just your Tinder date.
And this ghost that would shit on my chest.
Shit on my chest. Oh. No, but there was definitely something in there. Mm-hmm. And that's also when the neighbor had moved in that was the weirdo. Moved in the middle of the night, kept calling him the vampire, and then all of a sudden his Wi-Fi was named Satan. So yeah, it was, but I got rid of it by yelling in the middle of the night, in the name of Jesus Christ, you're not welcome here. Mm-hmm. And it never came back. Yeah.
Hence spiritual.
Yeah, right.
We've just brought that full circle.
We did. You had a ghost in your house. Or you could see, I see dead people.
When I was little.
Yeah, when you were little.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. Okay. I have memories. Now, here's the thing. This is like very, this is something that like was very vivid to me when I was young. Because I had nightmares. I had like, my mom, I'd have like dream catchers in my room. And I would have nightmares a lot to where I'd have to either yell for my mom or my dad to come in my room because, might I add, I shared a room with my sister. Didn't matter. She couldn't save me. I needed my mom or my dad. But what I genuinely remember, could this have been a dream? Could it have not been? Could it have been like that in-between state, which is usually when this shit gets weird? Yeah. But like having ghosts, but they were always like, you know, old men and old women just floating around in my room. Okay. And
well, that's not right.
But I had this idea because I was terrified. Like when I did have a bad dream or something creeped me out that right outside my door, someone would grab me. So I was like, I could never. And if I did go to my parents' room, it was a full fucking sprint from my bed straight to her room. To
they
their
can't
room.
Catch me.
Yeah. And then no, I had, I don't know if I told this story. When I was staying at, I've stayed at a lot of different Airbnbs when I travel, and I was by myself in Sacramento and I was staying at this place, and I basically woke up. I mean, I've had sleep paralysis more than a handful of times.
Oh yeah, that would be scary.
And this was a time where I was having sleep paralysis and I'm in this place where I've never been. My first night staying in this little weird house. And when I finally was able to like wake up or like move. Say, have a word come out of my mouth, my legs were lifted up out of my bed.
Oh, weird.
And my legs, when they basically dropped and I immediately could like sit up in bed. And I was like,
what was that?
Yeah. Creeped me out. It's probably the creepiest thing. And then like the next creepiest thing is like, I received a phone call one time. My phone rang. Not that long, a couple years ago, maybe. A few years ago.
Yeah.
Received a phone call, and it was just this guy on the line.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember this?
I remember this.
And he goes...
Sounded totally legit.
So, and it was just weird. He just started talking to me and he's like, hey, is this Brooke? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, hey, this is so-and-so. I was really actually just wondering, like, I've been thinking about starting CrossFit. This is the real conversation. And like wondering if you had any recommendations on like, you know, what gym to go to.
You're like, what?
And I was like, well, I mean, I would just recommend like Googling gyms and, you know, check them all out and then find one.
Yeah.
And then the next thing he said was something along the lines of like, you live in Santa Cruz, right? And I was like, I don't even know if I responded. I just was like, And he goes, hey, well, I was like, hey, good luck trying to end this call with this person. I have no idea how they got my phone number or whatever. And at the end of when I'm saying like, hey, well, good luck finding a gym. You know, yeah, just Google it. He goes, hey, see you around. Oh. Click. And I was like, what the fuck?
See you around?
Yeah.
He's just out there by your garbage cans. I mean, there's stalkers out
there. It's so weird. And then later on, I got a phone call from someone and I didn't answer it. That's when I stopped. If I don't have your phone number, like I don't answer
it. If you're not a saved contact.
And what's so funny is I was just going to say, hey, leave a message. If it's important, you'll text me or leave a message. But I've been reminded that my voicemail's full.
Oh. So doesn't make a difference.
I know. I need to actually empty it. delete it. But I had a phone call. I didn't answer it. And I got a text from the number that called me. And it just said, hey, this is so-and-so. I actually just called you. I wanted to let you know that your personal information is floating around the gym. And that's when I learned about these websites where you can pay money to get extremely, for anybody. Anybody, not just like specific, anybody to get extremely personal, very specific information. And he sent this website to me and I didn't want to open it. So I forwarded it to one of my friends and they opened it and looked at it. And it was, dude, it had the home address of the house I grew up in. It didn't have my current address and it didn't have my parents' new address, but it had my closest friends.
Yeah, it had mine.
Gina's name on there. It had phone numbers. It had like, I mean, very personal information that I don't even think that a lot of that you even put that on paper.
No.
Like certain things where you'd think like, oh, this is going, you know, online, someone's gonna get this information. Terrifying.
Yeah.
Then just knowing like, okay, all this just personal information is just if someone could just pay for it and then just
well, you and know? Then you were telling and me, and you were like, and you're like, on it. And
hey,
I was like, what?
See you around. Yeah.
What?
Had you, had Daniel, like my closest friends, all of them, all this information. Like you knew, you could know anything about anyone. And just that whole idea, you know, we talk about how that's a reality and how there's, you know,
crazy ass fucking people out there.
Websites and people out there. But actually having a situation where I realized that all that info is so easily available and I've got random people just calling me out of the blue.
Well, and you have to think about
terrifying.
This is the thing.
And then they're like, hey, see you around town.
hopefully not.
Please, oh my God. No.
No, it's funny because Daniel and I were just talking about this because he was showing me there was a, I don't know what, where it was on Instagram, but it's a video of Justin Bieber getting to his home and a bunch of fans just like being outside. Mm-hmm. And he very nicely says like, hey guys, you know, thank you so much, but this is my home. And, you know, basically explaining like you're infringing on my privacy. I mean, you have to think about, I understand that people are big fans of somebody, but I'm going to tell you what, I fucking love Brad Pitt. Okay. I mean, I even named my period Brad Pitt for a while just so that I would like it more. I know, it's really weird.
I love it. So. Dude, we're going to make t-shirts that are red that just say Brad Pitt. Yeah. And it's your period t-shirt.
My period. Well, my period's been gone for a very long time. But
okay, it'll be like kind of like, it'll look like a very vintage shirt. We'll find a vintage red shirt with holes in it, like worn out.
That's my vintage period Brad Pitt shirt. But okay, this is the thing. I'm not going to try to search to find his number so that I can call him. I'm not going to show up on his doorstep so that I can get a freaking, you know, autograph, or do they do autographs anymore? Or a picture, I guess a picture. And it's just, it's so insane to me that there are people that are like, oh my God, I like this person so much that I'm going to like basically stalk them and be waiting outside their front door.
And what's so funny
is he handled this situation so well and was very eloquent in how he dealt with it. And the girl that's standing there, even after he says all that, is like, can I get an autograph? And he's like,
no.
And that's okay. Just because somebody has celebrity does not, you are not, they don't belong to you.
It's like you're constantly working for everyone.
Yeah. I mean, they don't belong to you. And I think in some people's heads, they get this idea of like, well, you know, they're only famous because so many people like them. And so they should appreciate their fans. And it's like, there's a big difference between appreciating your fans and being like in a situation like you were at FitCon, like, mm-hmm. This is where I'm here to meet fans. And we're not talking about like somebody saying like, hey, Brooke, can I get a pic of you in the airport or something mm-hmm. like that? No, you're out and about. And that's, but to go in somebody's private space and expect that out of them is just, you got to check yourself.
Chickity check.
Yourself. You got to check before you wreck yourself.
Hey, did I ever tell the story about when I was supposed to fly to Burbank?
Yes, I think you did. I think you did. Because what's funny is I thought that's what you were going to tell at first. But yeah, so that's creepy too.
Yeah, I'll give you like, for anyone who hasn't heard the story, I'll give you like a very brief story of it. I was supposed to, basically I got reached out to by someone who was a new
director
for Marvel. And the idea around this whole project is they were wanting to develop short story films of a lot of different characters that haven't been developed. And so it's, you can kind of like gain some traction for some new characters and whatever. This person sent, cause I was very weary of it. And
well, this person had like websites and all this kind of stuff you could go to
websites,
that were actually,
emails,
you could back that you had, Devin had looked at, and they were legit.
All the information had like the same, the correct names of like the woman who is in charge of HR and the costume designer and all these websites and emails and everything that were very legit. And I even still was kind of wary of it. And so I asked him to like basically give me proof of like him working at Marvel. And he sent a picture of his card that you use to like, if you'd go in somewhere and you'd have like, you'd wear it or you'd scan
like
it,
a pass,
your picture on
it
and your scissor, everything. And I was like, okay. Basically all I had to do is they needed photos of me just like in like workout attire, just forward, side, back. That was it. Asked for nothing else.
You asked for your measurements.
Oh, and measurements. And then the plan would be to, he had kind of told me like what the story was and the character and everything, where we were going to film it was in,
he was going to fly both
Disney
of us
World.
Out to Universal. Mm-hmm. And it completely seemed like it checked out.
Yes. And then
you were going to have to go down for a costume fitting.
So basically it was like, okay, so we'll, when it's ready, like we'll fly you into Burbank, do a costume fitting. And then, you know, we kind of go from there. So just right before, I remember I was at an airport and I get a phone call from Devin, and she said, you know, she had a weird feeling. And so she didn't feel good about, cause we hadn't, the flight and stuff hadn't been booked yet to go to Burbank, but we were like preparing for that. That's what was coming up next. It could have been a week. It could have been a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And
I think
she
it was
said
just a week
she,
before.
Yeah. She said that she just was feeling really weird about like me going by myself. like flying, but that's like, that's so quick and easy. And I've like, I've flown down and done a little bit of work at Warner Brothers. I've been there. And she said, so she started looking into it. And she had
a friend that had some connections too. She had a friend
that, because of a job he has and he's had in the past and his connections, you can really look into IP and like look deeper into websites and trying to track where something came from, like just that kind of stuff. And it just wasn't checking out. So she called Marvel, was trying to get through to speak to this woman who has been involved in this whole setting up. Anyway, she gets a phone call back and she finds out that is not them. So someone or some group of people or whatever had gone to such great lengths to create full on websites, emails
to get you
to be so legit.
I feel like you would have just Ubered to some random warehouse and we would have just never seen you again.
Yes.
Yes.
And you like would think about it. I was thinking about it too. It's like, it's not like they were getting like so many pictures of me.
Right.
It was
to get you down there.
Yeah. And the whole plan would be like, oh, I would just fly in and then they would pick me up and we'd go and do costume fitting. And I was like, I remember talking to Gina. I was like, dude, what would you have done if I just got there and then was just gone? Like, yeah. Would you be Liam Neeson?
I would try.
Yeah.
I would try. Probably wouldn't be very good at it, but I would definitely try.
Dude.
But yeah, I know. It's really scary. So yeah.
That was probably the creepiest. Because it was like a
Well, and it just felt like such a close call.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Very close call. And I was already like weary of stuff mm-hmm. with people sending me like opportunities or, you know, anything like that. And I kept looking for like more information to give it credibility, and then they had it.
Yeah,
I spoke with this person on the phone.
Yeah, he called while we were in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded completely legit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
Nope, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Got bamboozled, but yep. Luckily found out before something terrible happened. Thank God.
Oh my gosh.
Was that the last of them?
No, there's more.
Okay.
What is your go-to karaoke song?
Joan Jett. I love rock and roll. What was the one that we said we were going to do the other day? We were like, we're doing this song in karaoke.
Alice in Chains?
Yeah. How was that, Colbs? Okay, thanks.
I'm a man in the box.
God, we just think we're so funny.
It's so good though.
But yeah, no. So my usual go-to is Joan Jett. I love rock and roll. Dun it. Dun 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 it. Dun 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 it.
The thing is, like, yeah. I've never done karaoke a ton. So I don't really have a song. But I love that you say your song.
Uh-huh.
And the only experience I have of doing karaoke with you is you not singing and leaving
in New York. I
in
know.
New York. We're in New York.
I think we told we this story.
We did. We went to a karaoke bar. I mean, everywhere there, it's just full of people that do Broadway during the day.
Oh, yeah. They were good.
And they're up there just singing. And, then
you didn't want to. And I was like, no, we're doing it.
I didn't. She's like, we're doing it. And we did
Divinalists. It's I Touch Myself. Or something.
I want you to know.
Touch me when I feel something. I want you above me.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch myself. Yeah, anyway. Everyone's like, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
They're turning their volume down.
Yeah, so we're there with a friend of mine, and we're drinking, and Gina's like, oh, we're doing it. And I was like, no, we're not, dude. We're in this, like, packed, like, small karaoke bar. And the song gets picked. It's our turn. I go up there with her. This bitch. Dude, she does not sing at all. She's just holding the mic. You didn't. And she's just laughing. And I'm like now having to like carry it, and I didn't even want to do it in the first place. And then we finish and I look at her and I was like, you fucking asshole. And she's like, what? And I was like, you didn't even sing. She goes, I was singing the whole time. And I'm like, Gina, all you did the whole time was have this big open mouth, laughing, smiling face, just being like, and I'm looking at you like, sing this fucking song. Help me. Oh, I think I was there being like, dude, I remember
you like saying that, and I was like, what? I thought I was singing the whole time.
She did. You did. Like,
it wasn't to prank you or anything. It was just, I really thought I was singing. Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, no, you sang karaoke when we were in Italy.
Yes.
Oh, God. So this is really funny. it's when she's filming for the Amazon, and they're doing all the Amazon filming in this one little like fishing village.
And it was like, not tourist season. So right. It's like closed down.
The movie company had basically, it was like going to camp basically.
Yes, it was like going to camp.
Everybody had like their own little houses. Everybody would eat together. Everybody in the cast and the directors, everybody involved in the movie.
And they had this like bar and then a bunch of tables set up that had like a tent over it.
Yeah.
And they had music in there, karaoke. It was like one of our first nights there.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking Robin Wright.
Yeah. Robin Wright.
The actress.
Used to be Robin Wright Penn.
Robin Wright.
And who else? It was someone else too.
Well, yeah, there was a few people there.
Yeah.
But we're sitting there and people are singing karaoke and we're drinking limoncello.
Uh-huh.
With Harry. And oh no, Harry.
Very, very dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. And Robin Wright, they're trying to say, like, who's going up next? And I can't remember if the song was already turned on.
No, you picked the song. Because I said, that's a huge mistake. That song is the longest song.
It was. It was a huge mistake. I just loved the song. I didn't even like think about how long of a song
it was. It's like a 10-minute song.
It was Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
I did not want to do karaoke. That was not what I wanted to do. But Robin Wright called me out.
She did.
She looks over and she points at me. And I was telling Gina, I was like, all I thought was like, dude, you cannot turn her down.
No, you got to do it.
I got to freaking step up to the plate and swing for the fences. But sing Bohemian Rhapsody, so it's a huge foul ball.
Picks the longest song. And anybody doing karaoke, it's like there's that fun part where, mm-hmm. you know, or like those certain parts that people know and they're all like the energy's going and, you know, you're just getting it. And then all of a sudden it's like, or like a really long musical interlude
uh-huh.
where you're just standing there. And like you kept coming over to me and you were like, come up here with me. And I was like, nope.
I was like, help me.
Nope, you're on your own.
Help me.
You are on your own. You picked this. You were going to see it through.
I did. Never did it again.
Never again.
But yeah, I sang Bohemian Rhapsody for Robin Wright because she called me out. For and I was like, time. I can't say no. I don't want to be a bitch. And then I was like,
I think I have video of it somewhere.
Hey, Robin, you chose this. You made me do this. Yeah. And now I'm going to make you listen to me sing a 10-minute song.
Terrible choice.
Okay.
All right.
What fictional character can you relate with the most?
Oh.
We'll have to come back to that one. I got to think about it.
Yeah.
It
would have to be like somebody that like bad things happen to all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I almost think of you know what I would be like? I would be like Pink Panther. Like, Not the actual Pink Panther, but like the guy who used to be like the detective.
Mm-hmm.
He was like a dumb detective, or like Michael Scott, where you just like say dumb shit, but you mean it and don't realize it's dumb until after. I don't know. Something like that. That just like bad things happen to. I don't know why that's a Pink Panther.
Yeah, you guys like Pink Panther.
No, just because I was watching it the other night and I was like, God, this show is actually really funny.
About me?
This is, I really identify with this guy.
What is one story your family always tells about you to others or brings up on a regular basis?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let me think. Hmm. Okay, actually, I have one.
Okay.
It's told a lot. Okay. It's to make fun of me. I played softball all growing up. When I was young, though, like little league, back like when you're, it starts out where you don't like, you don't have a position. You play all the positions because you're so young. You're basically, you're learning which one you're best at.
Yeah, you're just being rotated.
Yeah, you're rotating.
All of them. Yeah.
And I would absolutely hate playing in the outfield because when I was that young, no one ever fucking hit to you.
Right. Oh, yeah.
The ball never made it out. They're so bored.
Mm-hmm.
And there is this story. In fact, it's not even, my mom tells it a lot, but even my old coach brings it up every time I see him. I'm out in the outfield, me and my friend Lizzie Chapman. She's sitting, you know, we're both in the outfield, bored as shit, picking flowers, dancing around. And I yelled to my coach, I'm out playing, might I add. Not like, this isn't in the middle of a play, okay? It's like an in-between.
Mm-hmm.
And I yelled, hey, coach. I can't even say it. I said, hey, coach. Who's bringing the treats?
Of course you did. Of course you did. Where are the snacks?
Who's bringing the treats?
So you've been a snack queen since you were that was small.
Like, that was, you know, when like you rotated each player, yeah, like each mom would bring it.
Yeah,
you know?
There's like always, I remember I would always try to bring like the healthy stuff
because,
uh-huh, you know, that's what kids should have.
You had orange slices.
And people just dreaded when it was my turn.
That was the best part about
because they got like
soccer,
the shitty snacks. Yeah.
You got like a squeeze it.
Yeah.
And an orange slice.
I mean, we didn't have squeeze its when I was a kid, but.
What'd you have?
Oranges. It's pretty much just oranges. Or maybe like every once in a while, like a mom would like bake some brownies for after. I didn't really like oranges.
Yeah.
Oranges.
Oranges.
My family used to always make fun of me because when I was little, and into my adulthood, I would say orange.
Orange?
Orange. Yeah. Like I have to stop myself from saying orange.
I just like your face
orange?
When you say it.
Orange.
Oh, yeah. You guys want an orange? Hey, do you guys want an orange?
Or it's an orange.
Hey, Jenna. You guys... I've got some fresh fruit. I just went to the grocery store. Oranges. I got some apples, grapes. You guys want an orange?
Like, it's like you have to pull your lips back to say it. Orange?
Orange.
Yeah. I can't think of...
Are you going to the mall later? That Billy Madison quote has nothing to do with oranges. It just is what came out.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'll have to think about that because I know that there's some story. What?
Another Billy Madison quote. Oh, yes.
Like you're still
sorry.
Quoting. I'll have to think about that and maybe mention it on another one. Because I know there's got to be some good
honestly,
ones.
Honestly, here's what we'll do. The next time there's like a family get together, we'll just pay attention to like if,
to like what
if
they're
stories
saying.
Are brought up about you.
Yeah. My sister loves to bring up the story about me falling down I was at Cabrillo College and I was walking from the building down across to the parking lot and it had this like steep area,
mm-hmm,
and I had like flats on and a mini skirt and I slipped and I rolled in such a way. It was one. Okay. This is going to sound very strange. I slipped and I was kind of like on my back, but somehow I'd gotten turned around so that my body was going to do almost like a backward somersault.
Yeah.
But I was trying to not roll. So I was fighting, holding my abs, but my legs were both straight up in the air in a mini skirt. And it felt like I was there for so long that I remember people walking by and looking down at me like, what are you doing? So it literally just looked like I was like sitting there with my legs up in the air in a mini skirt with my underwear hanging out. So my sister loves that one.
I don't know why too. Like I just, you know what I picture?
What?
I immediately am picturing like what underwear you were wearing, but you know what underwear I picture in that story?
What?
For sure. Like full butt underwear.
No, for sure.
And uh-huh, like the little girl underwear that's like white with like the little pink flowers on it. I'm talking about
that little bow in the
yes
front.
Yes.
was in college.
I know, but I still pictured that.
You know what's so funny though? I think about it, like I would never think about wearing full butt underwear on a day, like during the day.
Yeah.
And but when I was in high school, that was normal. Like you just wore full butt underwear.
Yeah.
And you didn't shave your pussy.
No.
I mean, you shaved the sides, mm-hmm. but you didn't like, nowadays, like everything's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like such a common thing now. I mean, I think my daughters were, that's kind of a weird thing to talk about on this. My daughters were shaving their pussies clean from the time they were 11 and 12. No, I don't know. But yeah. And I just remember there was this girl, Karen, that had thong underwear and everyone was like, oh, total slut.
For sure.
Yeah. For sure. Slut.
Yeah.
Like that was like sexy underwear. That was like, those were like things that, you just saw in like pornos and stuff. So yeah.
Pornos. Oh yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, I mean, you could be very close to being right with the flower panties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know exactly which ones I'm talking about.
Oh, right? I do. Exactly.
Yep.
They come in a pack.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Got like the ones with like the pink flowers, mm-hmm. the yellow flowers, yep. the blue flowers,
yep.
like blue bonnets.
100% had those. Oh my God.
Like I probably still have them. All right, guys. All right. We are.
Thank you, Ashley, for the questions. Those are fun.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Hey guys, thanks for just hanging out with us. Cause honestly, that's what this is.
It really is.
We do have some guests that are interested in being on the show. So we're going to work on getting those lined up and scheduled, especially now that I'm here.
We will have some valid content.
Well, now that I'm here.
Yeah.
Because when I'm in Utah and you're here and we're Zooming.
Yeah,
it gets a little more complicated.
Yeah.
It's just not fun. To have guests that also aren't with you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But hey, thanks for listening. Remember to
rate, review, subscribe,
five-star rating, five-star warning.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yep.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.